AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. A pair of senior Ukrainian officials say a Kyiv delegation will propose a ceasefire with Russia covering the Black Sea and long-range missile strikes when they meet with Secretary of State Marco Rubio in Saudi Arabia tomorrow. Sagar Magani has more on those talks.
Officials from both Washington and Kyiv will meet in the kingdom tomorrow.
You're gambling with World War III.
Following last month's stunning Oval Office blow-up between Presidents Trump and Zelensky yesterday.
I think you're going to have, eventually, and maybe not in the distant future, you're going to have some pretty good results.
The president sounded upbeat about the talks, but also questions whether Ukraine actually wants peace.
Well, right now they haven't shown it to the extent that they should.
In Kyiv, Zelensky said over the weekend Russia's been ramping up attacks instead of thinking about how to end the war. Asked what Moscow's expecting from the talks, Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov says it doesn't matter what Russia's expecting, but what the U.S. is expecting. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Wall Street's sell-off accelerated amid worries of economic pain from President Trump's tariffs and other policies. The Dow dropped 890 points, more than 2%. The S&P fell 2.7%, while the Nasdaq sank 4%. Meantime, the leader of Canada's most populous province, Ontario Premier Doug Ford, says he's putting a 25% tax hike on electricity exports to the U.S.
If necessary, if the United States escalates, I will not hesitate to shut the electricity off completely. Believe me when I say I do not want to do this. I feel terrible for the American people because it's not the American people who started this trade war.
In a cargo ship collided with a tanker carrying jet fuel in the North Sea, setting both vessels ablaze and sending fuel pouring into the water. This is AP News. There's already lots of turmoil over President Trump's on-again, off-again tariffs on Canadian goods. Julie Walker has the story of one small business trying to navigate things.
Fishtown Seafood sells a lot of oysters, mostly from Canada. It's the biggest part of the business, with three locations in New Jersey and Pennsylvania. But now with tariffs looming again, owner Brian Zalega has major concerns.
It's just going to make things more expensive, like for consumers and for small businesses.
President Trump again suspending 25% tariffs on imports from Canada 2 days after announcing them. Still, it's having an effect, even on domestic seafood, says Zalega.
Domestic oysters from New England, those prices are already raising well over 10% as well.
Zalega says he'll have to raise prices and offer fewer choices. I'm Julie Walker.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.